The girl with bright red lipstick and 5-inch heels is gawking at me. I cut myself. I turn towards the paper towel dispenser and attempt to fashion a makeshift bandage. Damn, that's nasty, she says. I want to say, no shit, but my frustration would be misplaced. She glances at her reflection in the mirror one last time and, satisfied, heads out the door. I can't believe I agreed to climb the fence. I care more about making him happy than I do about cutting my fucking hand off. What the hell is wrong with me? I finish wrapping my hand and follow the blonde out the door. The blare of the distorted music annoys me, and the pulsating lights are not illuminating enough to scan the room for Derek. I approach the bar and spot him at the front door showing his ID. We make eye contact, but he doesn't care enough to look at my hand. I need a drink, he yells over the music as he passes by me. Asshole, don't you see that I'm bleeding to death? Despite my anger, I follow him to the bar. He hands me a glass of wine and walks towards the stage. I finish my fourth drink in the last hour and return to the restroom. I wrap fresh paper towels around my hand. The bleeding has almost stopped. Not that I care. The alcohol has drowned my give a shit gene. I stagger over to Derek in the back of the crowd near the stage. I hate him for not even asking if I'm all right. I want to tell him what a jerk he is, but I know this feeling will fade, like it always does, and again I'll look for ways to please him and not be a burden. This sucks, let's go. He walks towards the front entrance of the club. Trent and Derek. Moonlight casts shadows into Derek's bedroom through the French doors. The body next to me is snoring. Oh yeah, I must have passed out after we had sex. I struggle to remember the details of the night. Derek took care of my hand. That's right, when we got back to his house, he put antiseptic on it and wrapped it in gauze. He loves me. I feel the smile creep across my face in the dark. My hand. I touch my palm where the pain is located. It's swollen and the wrap is saturated. I crawl out of bed and tiptoe to the bathroom. Oh my God, my hand is a mess. There's a large, deep groove in my palm, exposing pink flesh in the valley where it's split. I need stitches. I don't want to wake Derek, but I have to get this taken care of. Derek, I gently nudge his shoulder. Huh? What? I think I need stitches. My hand is really bad.
No, you don't. You're fine.
No, seriously. It's swelling. I think it's infected.
Okay.
He rolls over and drifts back to sleep. Derek, can I use your car to go to the hospital?
Huh? Yeah, go ahead,
he mutters and drifts off again. I find an out-of-way place to sit in the emergency room of the University of Washington Medical Center, the closest hospital to Derek's Queen Anne Hill home that I could think of. It's 8:03 a.m. on my phone. Derek will probably still be sleeping when I return. I hate not being able to come and go as I please. I'd have had my car with me if I hadn't agreed to let Derek pick me up at my apartment on Capitol Hill, but I couldn't resist a ride in a Lamborghini his dealership recently acquired. Even though he deals in luxury vehicles, he's still just a stereotypical used car salesman. Sometimes I can barely tolerate listening to his feigned interest on the phone with his clients, knowing that as soon as he hangs up, he's going to tell me all about what idiots they are, because he thinks most people are idiots. I keep ending up in relationships with jerks who are unavailable, whether they're pining over some ex-girlfriend or longing for some girl who doesn't want them, or not ready for a relationship. Or in Derek's case, never wanted to be in a committed relationship again because his ex-wife broke his heart. It's all the same, unavailable. Oh, sure, they'll have sex with me and even be in a relationship with me. But no matter who it is, they're never fully in it. After decades of analysing myself and hundreds of self-help books, not much has changed. Here I sit, alone, in the ER, even though I have a boyfriend. I would never let him go to the hospital alone.